As we continue our journey from conflict to communion, let us hear the gospel according to John. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I am not the Pope. But as soon as I looked at this gospel passage, I knew why perhaps they chose it as a reminder that we have to stay connected to the vine. And every time I hear that passage, I can't help but think of my grandfather. I perhaps have shared this story a little too often every time we have the vine and the branches parable, but my grandfather had a trellis of grapes. And as a little child, I thought that thing had to be at least 20, 30 feet tall and 50 feet wide, and it's probably more like 5 feet by 10 feet by maybe 8 feet, something like that. But I remember going in there as a kid and finding solace in the cool of the day and in the heat of the summer in the shade. But then when I got a little bit older, Grandpa had other tasks for me, namely to come up in the spring to prune the vine, and he taught exactly how to prune it, to watch the branch, and if it wasn't going to produce any fruits, to cut that branch off. And at one time, Grandpa, why this branch? It's a nice, healthy branch. Look at all these leaves. But there's no fruit on it. Cut it off. It's taking all the sap from the ground, and it's not producing. I had the privilege of, before I moved here, of living across from the playground from my grandpa's house. He had no longer lived there. He passed about 20-some years ago. And the saddest thing for me was to see that vine gone. After he had passed, no one cared for it. No one pruned it. And eventually, through the very act that no one pruned it, it simply died. Dead. All it was useful for is digging up and throwing into a furnace. Reformation is that pruning. And we're celebrating the 500th, or not celebrating, but we commemorate the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther and how it was a call to reform, a call to look, is this healthy or is it not healthy? Is it producing fruit or is it not producing fruit? And the response, unfortunately, sometimes is we're not going to deal with it. And a vine that does not deal with it is dead. And here we are at a special time in the church's life. And we remember that we are called to continually be at reformation. And the Catholic Church, I don't think it's any secret these last years, has been under major reformation in calling our ministers to a higher standard, the standard they should have had all along, and how awful it is when they violate those standards. A call to remember that there's political and social ramifications of every act, and a regaining of an understanding of the history as Doctor has shared with us, and a working together. The hardest and the saddest part about the Reformation is the split. Because as Catholics and Lutherans, as Christians, we are meant to have a unity. A unity of working together, of cooperating with each other, and proclaiming to the world that Jesus Christ is real, that he is alive, that he cares for us, that he saves us. It's only in Christ alone are we saved. And because we're not united as we ought, our witness is divided. And it is sad. Because there's a world and people that are dying without Christ. Because they look at us and say, Christ prayed for unity, and where is it? We don't have visible unity. And we know God in his majesty and his mystery has us united in the Church of Christ in mystery. And as we are encouraged to come together to undergo this Reformation ourselves at this time, at this day, to allow the Lord to prune us, that as we come together, that we would be good, sound witness of working together and to be of service to the world.